We're kind of turning things a little bit around differently this morning. Nathan and I got to talking and decided that maybe this was a good Sunday for him to kind of give a report on his summer. The church voted at the beginning of the summer to support Nathan as our representative at Camp Lantana this summer and to spend his time there, and he's done that. He's done it faithfully. I talked to the camp director and said, "How's Nathan done this summer? I wanted to know." He's accountable to this church because we're supporting him. And Justin told me he's done a tremendous job. He said he's grown up and he has stepped in and he's done what he's needed to do and beyond. So I appreciated that. And Justin's pretty honest with me about a lot of things, most things, so I appreciate that. And this is a chance for Nathan to come and share a little bit. And so Nathan, you're on.
This all came about yesterday morning, and I was like, oh yeah, that's fine. And then this morning I was like, what am I going to talk about? But I wanted to share, this summer I kind of set out, at the beginning of the summer I wanted to set a goal for myself. And this verse came to mind that this should be my ultimate goal for the summer. And it's in Philippians 2, it's actually two verses, verse 14 and 15. It says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." So I really wanted to go into the summer choosing not to complain, not to argue, so I can shine as that light, so I can be blameless and innocent, shining my light, Christ's light, through me to these kids. And I'm not saying I was perfect at it, but it really did help me through the summer. Also, it gave me a great Devo idea. I would, like, Tuesday or first Devo morning, I would be like, "Okay, kids, this is what you gotta do. You can't grumble or complain, or else you can be mad." But that was just really my theme, my personal theme for this summer. And it helped me a lot in the early mornings and the hard, hot days to really focus more on my kids rather than my own. I just wish I could go take a nap. I wish it wasn't as hot. Like, just it helped me a lot. It's been 8 weeks. I counted it out this morning, 8 weeks of doing ministry up at camp. It started with VBS prep and staff training. This year we did Operation Arctic from Answers in Genesis, and it was a great program. I enjoyed it, and all of us enjoyed it. We still sing the songs occasionally, but it was really going through the Bible, and like they had an acronym for the Bible. It was just talking about how the book or the Bible was not like any other books. The first B was the book of books, just talking about how it was set apart from all the other books. I was incredible impact and all the impact it's made. The other B was bedrock base, talking about how it's a great foundation for your life and it should only be the only foundation for your life. L was the letter of love, and that was the day that we really shared the gospel with the kids. We shared the gospel throughout the week, but that was the one that was like gospel right there. And then the E was exciting to explore. We only had, for the first week in Buffalo, we only had a four-day week, so we didn't do the exciting to explore. But I enjoyed it immensely. I got to, it was kind of funny, we were assigning things, and like I hadn't picked one, and the first day, everybody had picked all but the first day. So JC and I were assigned the first day, and we were like, oh, why did we pick the first day? It's the hardest because you, like, it kind of sets expectations for the week. But throughout, like, all 3 weeks of VBS, we did that, and it was really cool to kind of talk about the Bible and how it's way different than any other book. I also got to do the missionary story, which was really exciting because I did the one that we did last summer with CEF. Like, I got one, and it's perfect. And they're like, okay. So I got to do that all 3 weeks. So Buffalo was only 4 days. It was really funny because it was like 90 degrees, and we were like, oh, it's so cold outside up here in the Arctic. It's so cold. Get your hat, your gloves, and we're in like shorts and sandals, and we're like, wow, this is really weird. But and then that was Buffalo week, and then the next week we split the team, and we went to Hobson and Winnet. I went to Winnet, which was really nice because I helped Joel with his Good News Club my senior year, so like I knew the kids, except one kid. Like, he walked in and I was like, I think I remember his name, but I can't remember. So I asked him, and he's like, you should remember me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have a lot of other things I need to remember, too. But that was the third week of my summer. And that was also a really hot week. And there's, like, no shade up in Winnet. So we were, like, running around outside, and we're like, so hot. Okay, we're in the Arctic. Cold. And then it was day camp. And day camp, we go, we take the bus in, and we pick kids up. We have, like, 4 locations that we pick the kids up, and then we bus them back into camp. And it's kind of nice because once the kids are gone, you get, like, the camp to yourself. I mean, you can just relax at camp, to where, like, at camp, the kids are there all the time. But that was a really cool thing, and it's also a really neat outreach because there's a lot of messed up families in Lewistown, and just like a big need. And so a lot of the kids might have been hearing about God for the first time. And it was really cool. Just like weeks later, we'd be at the pool and some kids would run up to me and be like, hi, Mr. Nathan. And I'm like, oh, hi. I remember you. Yep. Uh-huh. Totally remember you. And then it generally, like, when it used to be, there was staff training in between, like a week of staff training in between day camp and children's camp, but it was right next to each other, but it started on Tuesday, so we got a longer weekend, and children's camp started on Tuesday, and that was really fun and exciting because I had a group of 8 boys. I had Colin Antonich in my cabin, which was pretty great, Justin Rowe's son. And I had an awesome co-counselor. I loved working with, his name was Wyatt Antonich, Justin Rose's nephew. He was a big help, and he was always asking me how I was doing, like, and, like, one day I was up in the chapel longer and we were having the campfire service and he, like, brought me my coat and I was like, oh, thank you so much. And, like, it was just this little thing, but I was like, I was so thankful to have Wyatt that week. The speakers that week were Dean Sane and Brett Bilek, and they did an awesome job. Brett went through the book of Jonah. And it was really cool because he really outlined, a lot of people think, oh, the book of Jonah is a fish story. But through balloon animals, he reminded us that it's not a fish story, it's a God story. He's like, Nemo from Finding Nemo. He's like, Finding Nemo is a fish story. Jonah is not. So it was really cool to really go through that. And then Dean went through John 3 and Christ's conversation with Nicodemus and how we can really be born again, which was really awesome. Just to kind of, it really helped in the discussion time because it was just so good. And that week was just an awesome week to just share the gospel every night in the cabin. It was awesome to do that. again, then the next week, the sixth week I was up at camp, was junior camp. And that started again on Tuesday. And I had a cabin of seven boys. And that was really awesome, too. I had another co-counselor, and he was a big help, too. And it was just awesome to have the help in your cabin. Sometimes, I was saying last night, I was like, sometimes it's really nice having a co-counselor, but then sometimes it's really nice just being by yourself. But then basketball archery camp week was the one week I wish I had a co-counselor when I didn't, because I had 9 kids in my cabin. 6 of them were archery. 3 of them were basketball. It was a crazy week. They were in the gym all the day, out at the range. And I, like, would get back and I'm like, I don't remember. Like, I don't know my kids. And that was kind of hard for me because I'm very personable and I want to get to know my kids. And at one point, one of my campers, he was a basketball camp kid. He, like, came up to me and asked me a question, like, ran off. And I was like, I think that's the most I've ever heard you speak. Like, all week, because, like, everybody else in the cabin would be talking and stuff. He would just be on his bed, like, quiet, and I'm like, okay, that's good job. Yeah, that was kind of hard. I had never gone to basketball camp before, and I got to kind of do the basketball camp side of things. I was the DJ and cameraman, so I didn't actually have to play basketball, but darn. But it was also hard because they shortened that one, too. It started on Tuesday, and we all agreed that we shouldn't start on Tuesday. And I actually had a first. For archery camp, they allow a parent to come with the kid for a little bit extra money. I had the first parent come with his son. And I was kind of like, freaking out about it because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if it's going to be a problem. Like, he's just going to, like, override my authority. Like, I don't have that much authority, but, like, I don't know, like, if it's going to be a problem, but it was awesome. He was, like, a really solid guy, and he actually helped a lot. It was nice having him there. I wish I could have just, like, sat down and talked with him, but, again, I had 9 kids that I have to run after. And then right after basketball camp week, it was junior camp. Oh, I forgot to say who was the speaker. Shad Durgan was the speaker for basketball archery camp. So he was coach and speaker, which is a great task in and of itself, and I appreciated what he had to share. We did something really fun with that week. We found out that there was this Christian group coming to Lewistown Tuesday night. And, like, all of the counselors and all of the director, well, all but Dean, were like, we really want to go to this concert. How can we get it? And we were just like, well, we could just leave the kids with Shad for evening service, go in and come back, and they wouldn't even know. But we loaded up the bus. It was a free concert. We loaded up the bus and hauled them into town, and we got to go to the concert. It was really cool because, like, the gospel was shared really clearly there. I had a couple kids I wasn't sure about, but they heard it there, and I really reinstated it throughout the week. And it was really cool to, Sam put it this way, they didn't know how awesome this group was. And, like, they just, like, were like, okay, we're going to a concert of guys we don't even know, and, like, all the counselors are freaking out. I don't know why. But it was really cool to go to that, and it was just kind of also nice to relax and kind of, like, we still had to watch our kids, but just kind of hang out. And then for junior team, I went from having 9 kids, 10 people in my cabin, to having 5 in the biggest cabin. And I was kind of like, oh, this is a big adjustment for me. But it was awesome. Because of those 5 kids, I had probably one of the best weeks I had this summer. It was awesome. They were all solid kids, and then we had 2 solid speakers. We had Gail, and we had Lynn, and they really, it was really awesome to listen to them. And every time, like, I'd mention Lynn, I'd be like, yeah, that's my pastor. And they're like, oh, okay. But it was really cool. We got to spend a few days out at Crystal Lake. And there was, everybody was like, but isn't Crystal Lake closed? Well, it is closed. The loop is closed, but the group campsite's open because of tree rot. We get up there, and it was like a war zone. There were like no trees, and it was hot. And then we made the kids work, clean up the campsite a bit. But so I got a lot of sun. If I take off my glasses, you will see my glasses tan line. But also, quick side note, between basketball and junior camp week, we had received a check for $1,000 if one of the guys did something drastic. It was originally to make Dean shave his beard, but Dean did not want to do that. So I was like, oh, I'll shave my head. So that's why my hair looks like this. Blame JC for that one. But it was a great summer altogether. I enjoyed it immensely. I had awesome cabins, some cabins that were kind of stressful. Like at one point, we have to do an honor camper. We have to nominate an honor camper, someone that's a good leader, good listener, good, kind of keeps things on topic, all of that. Just a really kind of big help. For the first week, I was looking at all my kids and I was like, I don't know who I can nominate, not because they were all good, just because I didn't know. It was the best of the worst situation in that point, and I was like, ugh. And then the next week, someone else got the problem cabin, and I felt a little bad for them, but I was like, that was me last week, that's okay. But it was really awesome to finish off the week with such a solid cabin, and it was kind of hard because it was like, I have two former counselors in my cabin, two junior staff, and then I have two solid kids, and then another kid that, he was a great kid, he was awesome, but like, he was one of those kids that you're like, I don't want you to leave, because I want to keep you for like a month, and just like, teach you the gospel, and really lay it into your heart. And it's just like, sometimes you get that kid in your cabin to where you're like, I don't have an easy feeling about you leaving the camp, because the point is to share the gospel with them and to grow them in the relationship with God. And I just knew kind of like his situation that he's going back into. He wasn't churched, and he was just kind of confused about stuff, and I was like, I just don't want you to leave, I want you to stay. But it was also, I set out with the goal to really be praying for my campers throughout the year. After I knew that I was going to be working at camp, I started praying for the kids in my cabin. I didn't know who they were. Week after week at prayer group at school, I would lift up them in my cabin. And in my time with one of the teachers that I met with, I would really be praying for the kids in my cabin. And I forgot about that until like last week, and I was like, you know what, I've been praying for each of these kids from the start. And that doesn't start or stop when they leave. So I just really kind of want to keep praying for them. Also, if you want their names, I can give you their names and you can be praying for them. I can't give last names, but I can give first names, and you can just be praying for them by name. But this summer has meant a lot to me. It's been really encouraging. Just the staff that we've been able to get. It's awesome having Joel and JC up there, and Dean and Jerry and Justin and Rose. Joel and JC have kind of stepped into a position to where they're for the counselors. Most weeks they're not counselors themselves, but they're there for us. And it's really nice having someone coming up to you and being like, are you okay? They're not just asking about your kids and the situation with the kids. They're asking about you and your mental strength and ability to minister to the kids, and that was really nice, and I knew that they would be praying for us throughout the week. And it was also awesome having Seth Spear came up a couple weeks, and then Sam was there all summer, just to kind of have a group of solid guys to work with, and girls as well. We had Susie Spear all summer, and then several other girls coming in and out, and then awesome speakers. But this has really solidified my desire to going into camp and youth ministry. So I don't know where that will lead, but if it ever leads back here, you will be the first to know. But thank you so much for your support and all that you've done. I went into this, I have to share this, I went into this summer not knowing how I was going to pay for college. I had about $1,000 from work scholarship and a scholarship I got from the school. And I'm going into junior year with only $500 to pay off, which is a big praise, and I'll be able to work that off with work scholarship and other things. But I just want to thank you guys, because it wouldn't have been possible without your gift. And I just want to thank you guys so much for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. And it was a busy summer for him, and as you heard, and God has worked in his life. That's pretty important, as well in the lives of those that were under him. I continue to support the ministry of Camp Lutana. Not that it's any greater than some other camps maybe, but it is the camp that we associate with, probably the closest, and with a Bible emphasis. We believe in that. I believe in that very, very much so. I got to thinking back, probably, I'm quite sure, the first year I counseled and taught at Lutana was 1975. That was a long time ago. The camp was founded in 1941, so, you know, I don't go clear back. I wasn't born then. But there's been a few years that I haven't been involved, but for the most part, I have determined to try and give a week of my life every year to be able to teach at Lutana. And let me just tell you that I've missed a couple years, and I was starting to think that maybe my time might be coming to an end. I'm getting older, and these kids, they're still kids, and I get older. And I started thinking, you know, maybe I'm not relevant. I mean, I am, because I preach the Word and teach the Word, but maybe they need somebody to link with them on a different level, in a different way, maybe. And I was kind of feeling inadequate. That's probably the term. I was feeling inadequate. And kind of as the week went, I became more and more encouraged, and I got more and more into it even, maybe. And until the very end, I think it's the young man that Nathan wanted to take home with him. I thought about that, and I remember Mrs. Bray sitting back there when she used to spend some time at camp. Just wanted to bring some of them kids home with her and just raise them up the way they should be raised. That's kind of the way you feel sometimes. But it was Taylor and Ben. Okay. Friday night, Taylor came up to me and gave me a big hug. This is a boy. This ain't no girl. This is a boy. And some of the boys on my way to my cab, I had my own cabin, stopped me and started talking to me and thanking me. And then at the very end, yesterday, the kids got together and signed papers, and some of them wrote some things asking me to come back next year. Gee. Maybe God's not finished with me up there yet. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's not. But I do believe in the ministry because it's biblical, because it reaches many kids that are unchurched. As Nathan talked about Taylor, he's from Billings. His parents don't, I said, where do you go to church? Oh, we don't go to church very much. And he had some ideas that were kind of out there, just the fact that there was solid biblical teaching. Gail's, Heidi, the other speaker, his specialty is theology and doctrine. And he teaches at Montana Bible College, and he's writing a book right now. Oh, man. You know, he makes me feel a little inferior, too, sometimes. But Gail and I are good friends. But, you know, just the fact that these kids got some straight biblical teaching and doctrinal. Didn't treat them like kids. Taught them like adults. And I several kids said to me or wrote to me, you helped answer my questions. And that was important to me from a biblical perspective. So pray for these kids. If God would lead you to do that, even if you don't know their names, Nathan would give you names. I didn't hang on to names. I don't hang on to names as very well anymore. But Nathan's got names, and I guess I've got a list of their names, and if I can read them, that they gave to me. But pray for these kids, and if God would lead you to do that, intercede within their lives. Some of them are from solid homes. A lot of these kids, I taught their parents, and I worked with their grandparents at least in one occasion. There, one of the counselors this week, I worked with her grandma years back in 1975. so you know. There's a real connection there and a real ministry there that we as a church are involved in financially, and if you and our kids, we've tried to channel into this ministry, and as Nathan and Sarah and Melanie before, and Troy and my kids, Jamie and Amanda, spent their summers there helping with that camp. It's for a reason, and others. But spent summers there, have invested our lives for a reason. And that is that God would be honored and lives would be changed. So thank you, Nathan.